Prayers. Parents and guardians in Mombasa have been challenged to keep a keen eye on their children in the wake of escalating juvenile crimes in the county. Speaking during the annual prayers and thanksgiving ceremony for the disciplined forces at the Holy Ghost Cathedral, Regional Senior Assistant Director Kenya Wildlife Services, KWS, John Wambua said that parents play a key role in shaping the behavior and morals of children and hence should take up responsibility. He added that the community plays a complementary role in shaping the lives of children and bears the obligation of guiding them towards an upright upbringing. Wambua urged parents to involve and associate their children in religious and spiritual activities, especially during long school holidays to avert the possibility of them engaging in deviant conduct. "We advocate for a whole-of-society approach in looking after the best interests of our children. As parents, we should be at the forefront to guide and teach them religious ways to keep them from criminal behavior that can land them in trouble," said Wambua. This year's ceremony drew all units in the discipline forces from Mombasa and Kwale County to mark the occasion. The coordinator of the discipline forces chaplaincy, Father Peter Kamani, said the physical, spiritual and mental well-being of the discipline forces needed to be catered to. As such, the annual prayers and thanksgiving ceremony was an opportune moment to reflect and recollect themselves given the unique duty they have of securing the nation. "Our officers deserve to be spiritually and mentally fulfilled to execute their roles and duties effectively. Such interactions go a long way in motivating them and giving them the zeal to serve their country with dedication," said Father Kamani. The annual prayers and thanksgiving ceremony for the Kenyan Discipline Forces is held annually and is dedicated to honoring and recognizing the divine role of God in ensuring the safety and security of service members and the nation.